This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107. Hey, mama.
Today's words of wisdom. Yeah, you sure? Lisa's pointing at herself. She's got some good ones. We'll pass it over to you.
I tweeted it.
Oh.
These words of wisdom come to us from at the Lisa Evans on Twitter.
Okay, here we go.
Do you ever see someone's post on social media and you're just like, shut the hell up?
It's Friendship Friday on Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
New segment to the show.
Everybody give a warm welcome to our good friend, Cassandra.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, so Friendship Friday is when we're just going to bring in regular listeners, mm-hmm. friends that we grew up with. If like one of my brothers is in town or my mom.
Hopefully Ian.
Hopefully my oldest brother.
Bring Ian. We like him.
Everybody has a crush on my oldest brother.
Especially those throwback pictures, like that hairline. He's basically Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Okay, that's enough. Well, welcome to the studio. I'd like to put you in your place right away, off the hop, just so you kind of know your role around here, being like the guest. So I want to do some trivia against you, because you always brag how good you are at
it. She's very smart. She knows all the answers on Jeopardy, man.
I'm going to crush her, though. When did you start like being friends? Grade 9-ish?
Grade 8?
7. See, I know everything.
She does.
Have you ever had any drama where you both want the same dude? Because there you're going to get some of that today.
No, I think we have completely opposite
We do. But there was that one time that we were both kind of fighting over your friend, Teddy. For like a minute.
Until he got drunk and started just rambling numbers out.
Yeah, we were like, it was when he smothered his hair and face in coconut oil that I was like, maybe I'm out.
And that's when Lisa was in, I think.
I love coconut.
All right, so Friendship Friday is when we're just going to bring in regular listeners, mm-hmm. friends that we grew up with. If like one of my brothers is in town or my mom.
Hopefully Ian.
Hopefully my oldest brother.
Bring Ian. We like him.
Everybody has a crush on my oldest brother.
Especially those throwback pictures, like that hairline. He's basically Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Okay, that's enough. I'd like to put you in your place right away, just so you kind of know your role around here, being like the guest. So I want to do some trivia against you, because you always brag how good you are at
She's very smart. She knows all the answers on Jeopardy, man.
I'm going to crush her, though. When did you start like being friends? Grade 9-ish?
Grade 8?
7. See, I know everything.
She does.
Have you ever had any drama where you both want the same dude?
I think we have completely opposite sides.
We do. But there was that one time that we were both kind of fighting over your friend, Teddy. For like a minute.
Until he got drunk and started just rambling numbers out.
Yeah, we were like,
it was
what?
When he smothered his hair and face in coconut oil that I was like, maybe I'm out.
And that's when Lisa was in, I think.
I love coconut.
Hot 107.
So we each have a sound maker to ring in if we know the answer. Okay. What did you find?
I brought a shaker tin with a thing in it.
Okay, we get it. You go to the gym. Ryder?
I got a rubber chicken.
Okay, we get it. You like fried chicken.
Yeah, it's so true. Where'd you even find that? Okay, enough.
Don't ask.
First question. So this is how it's going to shake down. I'm going to ask a trivia question. Whoever makes the sound effect first gets the first shot at answering.
Okay.
The other person can steal if you're wrong.
All right.
Name the world's largest ocean.
Indian.
No.
Atlantic?
Wrong. Pacific.
Oof. Bad start, Cass.
50-50.
What is the capital city of Spain?
Madrid.
I think you guys had a tie there.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't just answer.
No, I think that you should both say it at the same time if you shake at the same time.
Okay, I'll give her the next close call. How's that? 1-0 me.
Name the director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. What?
Martin Scorsese.
No, Peter Jackson.
I could have told you who wrote it.
Name the only heavyweight boxing champion to finish his career of 49 fights without ever having been defeated. Cassie?
I know one boxer. Okay. Muhammad Ali?
That is wrong.
I got it. I'll steal. I don't think Mike Tyson ever got beaten.
Also wrong. Losers, it's Rocky. Next question.
Rocky's a movie.
Rocky Marciano. Maybe it's a different Rocky.
Oh,
I don't
know.
Oh,
it is a different Rocky.
There you go. Okay. But you're right, Rocky is a movie, kind of a confusing question. What beer is served in Springfield on The Simpsons? Ah! Cassie.
Duff beer.
Correct.
1-1.
Next question. When did the Cold War end? Cassie.
I feel like she's just shaking it all the time.
Well,
she's...
because you got to be ready. That's what, have you ever seen Jeopardy? They're just shaking their hands to ready for the buzzer. I want to say that maybe it was like a 10-year war, so like 1979?
Wow, no.
Fudge.
1981.
Also no.
Wait, one more guess.
Kay. No.
74.
Nope. 1989.
Oh, could have threw me a hint there.
Next question. Hey, hey.
Well, if she's going to do it, she's going to do it.
What color is absinthe? Cassie.
Green.
That is correct. Name the largest freshwater lake in the world.
Lake Ontario.
Wrong.
Erie.
I know what Alberta's is, but I don't know the world.
Lake Superior.
Oh.
Last question.
I knew it was a great lake.
Cassie, don't embarrass me here. You got to know the answer to this.
I hope.
What is Lady Gaga's first real name? Ryder?
I got in there first, right?
Yes.
Stephanie.
What's her last name?
Yeah, what's her full name?
I got her first name. Yeah, That's all that was asked.
Can I say her last name?
Yes, you can.
Giannopoulos?
Wrong. Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata.
Oh.
Who won? I wasn't keeping track.
Good morning, Fire Shop. May I help you?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks. You?
Yeah, good.
Good. Hey, just wondering if you could fill out a card for me real quick. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Okay, well, go ahead then.
Okay. I'm sorry I blindfolded myself at your grandma's funeral and knocked over the casket. I guess that old bird got out of the box, though, hey?
Are you sure you want to write this?
Yeah, I feel like I need to apologize.
Well, okay, I guess that it doesn't sound okay. Okay.
And then just write LOL RIP.
Okay.
Can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
I'm sorry I blindfolded myself at your grandma's funeral and knocked over the casket. I guess that old bird got out of the box, LOL RIP.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop
Friday. Trending this hour. I guess eating less beef could be good for your health and the environment.
Well, is it because when cows fart, it's, like, super damaging?
I don't know. Aren't they going to fart regardless?
Well, the less we eat, the less cows there are to fart.
Wouldn't there be more cows farting?
No, because there'd just be less of a demand. Okay. Smashing the intro when you meet the potential love of your life on The Bachelor.
It's all about the first impression. It
important.
Really is.
Yeah, exactly. So check this one out that just shook down. It hasn't even aired yet,
no.
But they released it. I think The New Bachelor starts on Monday. Check it out.
Colton, what's
Bree.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent is Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
I am.
Didn't know what you think about it.
I love it.
I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, all sounds right, good. I'm not really Australian, but you have to do what you can to stand out.
Like, what a power move. I love this Bree chick already. And yeah, it's going to make me watch the season because I need to know if she continues the accent throughout the season or if she admits it right away.
Did you hear how brilliant she was? He said, where are you from? She's like, oh, the accent's Australian.
Yeah, she didn't lie.
She didn't lie.
Girls got it.
I wanted to put you two to the test and see if you knew some accents as well.
Oh,
I just want to preface this with, we're not making fun of these accents. We're really trying to just use them and make them work.
I just want to say that I have nothing but the utmost respect for every and all accent.
Yeah. Right? All right.
Yes.
Let's start this off. Okay. So you need to put up your hand if you want to take a run at this. If you think you can do this accent, pretend you're introducing yourself
to
Colton the Bachelor.
Okay.
We're going to start with British.
Oh, me.
Okay.
Hi, Colton. My name is Lisa Evans. Would you fancy to go for a drink with me?
Okay, pretty dece. Did you learn that from Spice World?
How'd you know? The little Gucci dress.
All right, we're going to try Texan next.
Okay, I'll try again. Cassie, come on.
She's waiting for her good ones.
Hot.
No, all right.
Hi, Colton. Colton, I'm Lisa.
No.
Hi, darling.
No.
Hi, darling. No. What do you say in Texas?
I'm Lisa.
Do you want to come for a ride on my
No, you just got to draw out your words a bit more.
I'm Lisa Evans.
There you go.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Colton.
Wow.
That's really hard.
Texas is hard.
You guys made it sound hard.
Whenever I do text, I'm always like, pew, pew.
Okay, next up, we're going to go with, can either of you take a run at Russian?
Cassie, come on.
Hi, Colton.
Oh.
In Russia, we have no time for introduction.
That was really good. Newfoundland. That would be a Newfoundland accent.
Where you longs, Colton? I'm Lisa.
Hey, Colton, where are you two by?
Where you two by? Where you longs there, Colton?
No, that's Irish, I think.
Oh.
Can either of you do Scottish?
Aye, Colton, bruv. How you doing there today? Oh, if you can go up to the mountains, you can get some looks at the sky and the eyes.
Wow.
That was really impressive. Like,
okay, how about pirate?
Aye, Colton, I'm Lisa. Aye, Evans.
Pumped to announce something that you'll be hearing quite a bit of here on Hot 107 over the next year for sure.
Every Friday for the next year.
Yeah. So it is a segment we're calling Hottest Of.
No, it's Edmonton's Hottest.
Okay.
Whatever. Screwed it up.
Already.
Okay, so we here at Hot 107 love to hashtag support local.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a business owner or if you have loved ones, family members that own a business, this is going to be really exciting for you.
Hit up hot107.ca. Every Friday at around this time, we're going to announce what the weekly category is.
Correct.
And then based on your votes, a week later, we'll award them as the champion. So it's going to be all over the place. To tell you the truth, it was View Weekly that did such a great job of this. And then they stopped publication late last year.
Yeah.
And we decided that the best parts of Edmonton still needed to be rewarded and showcased. So we decided to put our own spin on this thing and just do one category a week for 52 weeks. And then who knows what we get up to next year if we pick brand new categories.
It's going to be really exciting to announce the winners too.
Yeah.
We want to be able to give people the attention that they deserve, and we have the perfect platform to do so.
Well, and then you and I are going to show up with an actual award for the people as well.
Yes.
And hopefully in certain situations where there's food involved, we get free lunch.
Yeah, because we are going to be doing like best pizza shop, donair shop, hair salon, venue for live music, etc. Like the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting for people that own businesses that are like, you know what, I could use a little more publicity.
Well, and even if when you're voting for what your favorite of the specific category is,
mm-hmm.
you have a suggestion for what a category should be.
Yes.
Best paint store, like whatever.
Whatever it is.
Anywhere we want with this. The sad part is we will not do any radio ones, and we have historically done very well in the Best of Edmonton.
Can you imagine if one week we did Best Morning Show and we didn't win on hot107.ca? Like, are you kidding me? It's too risky.
Yeah, and we have to go and like award somebody else.
Okay, so let's announce today's category. Let's start off strong. Hot107.ca, that's where you can go. The main page is going to have a big sign that says vote now.
Mm-hmm.
And what? They have a week, right? Like how
exactly.
long? Okay, so today's category is
Best Pub.
Best Pub.
So be specific. If you're voting for a place like the Canadian Brewhouse, let us know what location you like the best. So it's
correct.
Yeah, an even platform for everybody. Edmonton's Hottest of 2019. Get your vote on. Welcome to the studio, grade
4.
4 teacher, Cass.
Hello.
She's been best friends with Lisa since junior high, and it is our first edition of Friendship Friday. Cass, I have some beef, like not a steak, but I have beef with you.
What?
I've heard rumblings that you were the part of a couple fairly destructive acts at my New Year's Eve party that I'd like to bring up.
Oh, perhaps you have a pork with me then.
Oh, yeah, because it was a pork rib involved.
Yeah, okay, so taking down the Christmas tree yesterday, couldn't help but notice finding dry rib bones mixed in with the ornaments.
That wasn't just me.
You were the one, like, powering down the dry ribs.
Of course.
While sitting really close to the Christmas tree, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Those dry ribs were delicious. And our friend's boyfriend made, like, an insane honey mustard sauce. And I'm a girl who dies for honey mustard.
Okay. So it was you. Like, I have a dog, right?
I know. And I stressed about it. About a half an hour later, I started going through the tree and I pulled out like two.
But there were more than two. But you're right. Like, one of those dry rib bones fell to the floor and Gordon Marshmallow ate one and dropped dead.
Well, or you jumped into the tree looking for one.
I'm pretty sure we were conscious of, like, hit them high enough.
Right.
Okay. Yep. I'm sure you were conscious after a box of wine.
Speaking of dogs, do you know anything about the other dog who had eyebrows drawn on his face?
I can't believe someone at the New Year's Eve party drew eyebrows on poor Bo, the golden retriever.
It looked really cute.
It didn't look cute.
It was pretty adorable.
His eyebrows look like they're from 97.
Yeah. They weren't good. And you know what?
Tells me it was a guy.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. The thing is, we were trying to investigate. We're like, all right, it's somebody who doesn't know how to draw an eyebrows. Let's look around who has bad eyebrows at this party.
And like the original prankster you would think would be Doug. Yeah. But he had a solid alibi taking 27 pictures of us because the lighting on the stairs.
While Bo was getting...
Like, he definitely had alibis. Yeah. Especially, he's even like, check my Snapchat. I posted 20 minutes ago. I was on the opposite side of the house.
And there was even a guy who got duct taped to the couch when he was sleeping and had to get up for work the next day.
I don't think Doug has an alibi for that one.
I can't believe anybody would do that.
You were definitely an accomplice in that.
Yeah, I did that.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.